When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is. It's official. Fly Jams Friday. Dan just got out of the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagru, and he's looking for your requests. We celebrate R&B. We have a funky Friday weekend kickoff. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jams. You and me. Yeah. Just for the moment, baby. That's right. You know, that's the Commodores, baby. Lionel Richie getting all sexy. DJ Shagru, thank you. It's Fly Jams Friday. I requested that one. You know, Dan, you know what I love about that song? The spoken word stuff that Lionel does during it.
Masterful.
Because he's like, you know, baby, I've been down. But now I'm up because of you, my lady. It's like a spoken word thing that you would never expect to come out of Lionel Richie's mouth. The only thing you expect to come out of Lionel Richie's mouth is, hello! All right.
Do you want to know how many times I've looked at that video again?
What video?
The one the fan did, your listener did about you and hello.
Oh, yeah.
In the last year, I've seen it at least three times. I'll be doing stuff and I go, oh, I forgot about that video.
Yeah, I think Jim put that together, Jim Laskowski. I think that was Jim, our buddy Jim put that together. Wow. He took the video, the hello video, the Lionel Richie hello video, and then he put my sort of weird
Well, you did a whole rant. Bit on it with the music and your voice. And it was awesome.
Yeah, and then we talked about that like 2 days ago. We talked about Lionel Richie and that video. So it being one of the creepiest videos of all time. All right, it's Fly Jams Friday, baby. That was the Commodores. So here's a request from Mike. Yeah, you see, you can't go wrong when you pick Parliament Funkadelic because the word funk is in the name of the band. So right there, you know that it fulfills the requirements of being a fly jam. When you use the word funk as part of the name of your band, it's automatic. So, yeah, it's 312-981-7200 Fly Jams Friday continues. This is a classic. This is the Temptations requested by the 773 area code on Fly Jams Friday. You've been punished, cause your mama wants to raise you the right way. Yeah. But you don't care, cause you already made up your mind. You're gonna run away. Yeah. You're on your way. Yeah, when you know when you're a runaway child, you end up running wild. That's the message there, don't you think, DJ Shagru?
Once again, teaching us a valuable lesson about life.
All fly jams teach a valuable lesson. This one is if you're a runaway child, then you will be running wild. Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, and last year, this time, I picked my favorite summer song by War, All Day Music.
Yeah, great
and
song.
And since I promised you no repeats, and no one's yet played my second favorite, here it is.
Okay.
Here's Summer by War. When you knew
possible that we've never played that?
I can tell you for sure it's never been played.
How is that possible?
Well, it has been now.
Okay. Wow. And, I'm stunned. I'm stunned that it's never been played. That is such a great song.
You've been accusing me of laying off the White Sox the last couple calls.
Yeah,
I just want to point out to you that the last time I made fun of the White Sox, you criticized me after I hung up saying they're only the second best team in baseball. Well, now they are number 10, and Cleveland is only a half game behind them. If you listen to the recording from 3 weeks ago, I said, quote, hopefully they won't be in first place by the end of the month, and after this weekend in Kansas City, I think I'm going to be proven right. And by the way, Nick, it looks like that Subway series is going to start the same night you show Ferris at your film club.
All right, Bob. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Nick, yeah. I'm going to send Dan copies of every track Dickie Goodman ever did. I've got them.
You've got them. You've binge on TV shows. You've got all of the Dickie Goodman tracks?
Yes, I do. I'm going to send every one of them to Dan.
Okay. All right, Bob. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care, buddy. Have a good holiday weekend. That's hilarious. Okay, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up after this, and then more Fly James Friday. 312-981-7200. Jams Friday. Now, DJ Shagrew, I don't believe we've ever played Sideshow, have we?
I believe you are correct. That is a first-timer.
That was my request, Sideshow. I can't believe that one's never been played. That's by a band called Blue Magic. They were out of Philly. From the Philly Sound, man. The Philly Sound Soul. Yeah, Sideshow by Blue Magic. I love that song. I can't believe that we've never played that one. Played it. It's two songs now in a row that stunningly have never been played on Fly Jams Friday. Two great Fly Jams. Fly Jams Friday continues. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And, Dan, we had a request from Greg, correct?
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Greg says, hey, Nick, I'm a professional musician in Milwaukee. All right, Greg. I would like to request Rock Steady by Aretha Franklin. I get to perform it with her on next Friday, June 3rd, in Milwaukee. And I hope we play this song. It's one of my favorites. Wow, he's going to perform with Aretha Franklin. Did Greg say what instrument he plays?
I believe, based upon past Fly Jams requests, it is a horn of some type.
Oh, okay, so he's going to be in the horn section. Boy, he gets to play with Aretha. That's pretty awesome. Friday, June 3rd, in Milwaukee, our listener Greg, professional musician in Milwaukee, is going to be playing with Aretha Franklin, and he is requesting Rock Steady. There's the horns. Yeah, man. Yeah, he's got to be a horn player, right, Dan? He's got to be. You know how much fun that would be to blast into that, playing with Aretha? All right, Greg, congratulations, buddy, in Milwaukee on Friday, June 3rd, week from today. He will be playing Rock Steady, hopefully, with Aretha Franklin. Thanks for listening, Greg. I appreciate it, man. We have a lot of musicians who listen to this program. Yeah. Because there are a lot of them are coming home from gigs at 2, 3 in the morning. And, yeah, so we're always happy to have musicians in the studio and listening and all that cool stuff. All right, let's go to Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
Okay, you said you know how much fun it would be to blast into that, so 437.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so let's have another one that I believe you've never played. This is Crazy House by, well, let's say somebody that you play every week.
Okay.
There's a horse on my neck. Oh, no, it's a louse. It's fun to be living in the crazy house. Fun, 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 yes. Fun, fun, fun. I ain't jiving you. Fun, 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 yes, now. Fun to be living in the crazy house. I'm gonna swim on down to Chinatown and lock myself in jail. My pants on a rusty nail.
See, you gotta rip your pants, man. You gotta rip your pants. Harold, thanks, man.
All right.
Take care.
Red Fox.
All right. Take care. Yeah, Red Fox, man. Red Fox. See, the thing about Red Fox that people don't realize that he was in like five bands.
Yeah.
And he's a musician. And, you know, any chance he got to try and sing or do that. What did they play? What was the instrument? Oh man, now I'm blanking on the instrument that that Red played. It wasn't. It was the stick on the tub.
Oh, with the one string.
With the
down.
One string.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a name for that thing.
And I can't. Bucket bass.
It was the name of the name of the instrument is also the name of the type of band.
Washtub bass.
That's it. The washtub bass. Yeah. So there was the washtub bass. And they were washed. I think they were called washtub bass bands, and that's what he played. And he played it. He sang and played that like on four or five episodes of Sanford. It got to the point where it was like Red was like, I just want to do what I want to do, man. And he would just do, you know, songs.
You know, the one I loved was when because Scatman Crothers' right. birthday was the other day, and I put the duo they did
mm-hmm.
on the show.
Yeah, he did two songs with Scatman. On that episode when Scatman mm-hmm. showed up. He also had B.B. King on. He had Della Reese. They did a number. It got to the point where he was just inviting his friends on the show and going, we'll do a song, man. So, all right, here's Biker Don on WGN. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Before I get to my song, just in the interest of equal time, I'd like to remind Fly Jam Bob that, A, the Sox have won a World Series in this century, and B, the Cubs are due for their June swoon.
Okay, you're wrong, but go ahead. You're not wrong about the first part, because they did indeed win a World Series, and it was the only time I felt physical pain after a baseball game when they won that. I felt physical pain when the Sox won the World Series. So
this will help ease your pain. And again, it's I may be wrong, but I'm 99% certain this is another Fly Jam world debut.
Okay.
It's called Chase, and the song is Let's Get It Out in the Morning Now.
All right.
That's the kind of feeling I just won't win. I said, come on, girl, now this is it. Get it on in the morning now. That feeling's gonna be you. Well, that feeling's gonna be me. It's gonna be just you and me in ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we've never played that one. How is it that we've never played that one, Dan? Again. That's three amazing Fly Jams that we've now. How long have we been doing this? 3 years? 2 years?
2 years.
2 years we've been doing this.
And a better cutoff of that is Handbags and Glad Rags by Chase.
Yeah. Incredible. I mean, that's an incredible song. I can't believe we've never had that on.
Fly Jams never disappoints. Always surprises.
Yeah.
There's your slogan.
That's what it is. What the hell? I just dropped everything. All right. Thank you, Biker Don. That was a great one. Now, we'll do three quick ones here because they were requested by the man who's sitting in the room with me right now, Badass Roger Badish. You requested these a little while ago. So real quick, here's Isaac Hayes.
The tears and the sadness you gave me. You put the hurt on me. You socked it to the mama. When you say goodbye, so please walk on by. Oh, mama, make believe you never see the tears of cry.
So I'm begging you to walk on by.
Who said, does anybody say sock it to me anymore? I don't think so.
Sock it to me, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody ever says that anymore. Huh. No.
Not since Laughing, I think.
Well, yeah. And Nixon didn't know how to say it. Nixon had one line. He had one line, and it was the damn catchphrase of the show, and he screwed it up. All right. Here's Jerry Butler.
I stand accused of loving you too much. I hope, I sure hope it's not a crime.
Jerry yeah. Butler, man.
Iceman.
Yeah, he was the man. He was the man. Been on Fly Jam several times. Several times. All right, and then finally, Roger requested Tyrone Davis.
But you're the girl. She fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start off. Change my mind. I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind.
Another great song. Nice choices, Roger.
Thank you, sir.
Badass Baddish. I did want to mention, Dan, I don't, you know, last week the Nice Guys opened. And at this point last week, I had not seen it. I went last Saturday to see it, and it's great, and it's hilarious. And Ryan Gosling, in particular, is hilarious in it. And it has got a Fly Jam soundtrack. Movie takes place in 1977, and it opens with Papa Was a Rolling Stone, like the first song that you hear on the soundtrack. And the movie has, and I love this, the movie has the old Warner Brothers logo from the 70s, not the new Warner Brothers logo. And that gives you sort of a sense of the feeling. And at one point in the movie, Dan, this is crazy, they go to like a party with a bunch of porno actors and actresses in the valley, and it's like a ton of people. It's a big 70s house, two pools. Everybody's half naked. They're all doing coke and all kinds of stuff. And they evidently Earth, Wind, and Fire are playing at that party.
Oh, nice.
And because they're playing September. And then they cut to a bunch of guys dressed up like Maurice White and all the other and Philip Bailey and everything. And they've got the crazy costumes. There's 50 of them on stage. So these people were so rich and were throwing the party, they could hire Earth, Wind, and Fire to play the party in 1977.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not a lot of people went to go see The Nice Guys last week. You should rectify that this weekend, people, because it's a very, very funny movie. A really good movie. All right. We got weather. We got traffic. And then we'll break. And we've got more Fly Jams to wrap up your Friday show. I got to say, DJ Shagrew, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, wrapping up the show. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. I believe that's another Fly Jam Friday debut. Have we broken the record for most Fly Jam Friday debuts on this show?
I would imagine. I don't remember there being this many.
That's crazy. It's crazy. That was Wildflower by The New Birth. Now, The New Birth, interesting, they were out of Detroit. And it was one of the producers at Motown put these guys together. And I want to say that one of the guys went on to another super group. I can't remember who it was, but these guys, New Birth, they did have a couple of hits. The thing about this song, the one we just played, Wildflower, that's like, Dan, what's the running time on that? That song's like 7 minutes long. I remember
6:26.
Yeah. I remember it being really, really long. And I specifically remember them doing it on Soul Train. And I wanted to say Don Cornelius said that might have been the longest performance we've ever had. So,
Johnny Graham of the band eventually went to join Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Now, see how it works in the world? That's the way of the world. See what I just did right there? Yeah. Hey, by the way, you're invited to join us at the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. It's today. It's mere 5 hours away. This year, we'll recognize seven honorees in an induction ceremony that takes place today, May 27th, 10 a.m., right outside here at the Tribune Tower on Pioneer Court. Bring a chair. Enjoy the celebration commemorating Max Armstrong, Floyd Brown, Jim Carello, Dan Fabian, Marilyn Miller, Tom Peterson, and Dean Richards, all people that I know and have worked with in the past and deserve those plaques. Also, you can follow us along on the live blog after 10 o'clock at WGNRadio.com. So visit WGNRadio.com/Walk of Fame for details. All right. Let's see. Here is Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Shorty Long, you guys have played Here Comes the Judge by him, but I think his classic song is Function at the Junction.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of these utilized Motown artists, and he had a couple of hits. But,
yeah. Shorty Long, man. Here we go. Dan, we've never played this one either. What is going on this, Mike? What's going on this week?
You're on the one, as George Clinton.
We're on the one, that's right. Whatever happened to Shorty Long, Mike, do you know?
He died in 1969 in a boating accident on the Detroit River.
Oh, man. I'm glad we brought that up.
Yeah.
not too depressing. All right, Mike, have a good day, my man.
You too, man.
All right, buddy, take care. Shorty Long. I'm telling you, we're breaking the record for the first time songs. There's been like six of them.
Yeah, that was one of the problems that I was having when I was looking for some. There were a ton that I love.
Yeah.
But since you've been doing this so long.
2 years, every Friday for 2 years we've been doing
this. And so I'm figuring, well, you've played everything I like.
That you would think, but my God, we've played six songs now that have never been played, and they're all awesome. Wow.
I think we might have a seventh, too, if I'm guessing correct.
Okay, well, let's see. Here's Mark on WGN. Mark?
We'll see if you've played this one. By the way, Steve King really likes that guitar riff from Tyrone Davis. This artist asked the studio lights to be turned down so she could get in the mood. This is Sylvia with Pillow Talk. Have you played this one?
I think we have, yes. Yes, we have. But go ahead.
What your friends all say is
you know, I gotta say, Dan, you're too young to remember when this song came out, but this was a really controversial song, like really sexy. People were like, "What is this?" And it's in it's not in Boogie Nights. No, it's not in Boogie Nights, but it's in a movie that was set in the 70s, and it wasn't Boogie Nights because I kind of know every song in Boogie Nights and where they play it, but. Wow, I don't know. Anyway, that song, you know, that's a great song. But, man, you have no idea. Man, Roger, you got to remember, when that song came out, people were like, is she really doing it on the...
That would be the first song of every dance over at someone's house, down in the basement, with the lights down low, and they'd play it over and over and over.
Pretty, pretty steamy stuff. Thank you, Mark. That's a great one. We have played that one before. That's a classic. All right, here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Here's one you may have not played, and I have five boys, so this is a perfect, like, anthem for growing up for boys.
Okay.
So, and the band is New Edition, and it's Boys to Men.
All right.
Understand.
I think we've played this. Haven't we played this one?
I don't remember if we did.
Wow. If we haven't played Boys to Men by New Edition?
I don't remember us playing it.
Wow. All right. Roosevelt, thanks, man. Wow. Okay. I'm really stunned by that. I thought we had played that one. Yeah. I mean, it's named, you know, the song is named after their second band because they were boys and then they became men. All right. Thank you, Roosevelt. Okay. And we got Mike made this request. Right. Prophet. Hey, Dan. I don't think we've played that one either.
I don't think we've played that one.
I don't know what's going on today. Are we just discovering that fly jams are endless? Is that, I believe that's what we're
saying. Transcend space and time, man.
That's right, man. And if anybody wearing an outfit like that can say transcend space and time, it's DJ Chagru.
The TARDIS is powered by new fly jams.
Wow. I wasn't aware of what it was powered by. I'm very good. Is it even when Doctor Who uses it? Is it?
Sure, why not?
Is it Doctor Who likes? Doctor Who has to find fly jams.
He digs British people
around the universe in order to keep the TARDIS going. Doctor Who's got to find some fly jams. Hey Dan, is it much bigger on the inside than what it looks like on the outside?
Transcend space
That's
and
exactly
time.
Right. all right, one more here. Dino wanted to hear Junior, Mama Used to Say. When I see what grown-ups do see, it's fine to come of age. He would have to know the age to be recognized as one or not a mess. And Mama used to say, take your time, young man. And Mama used to say, don't you rush to get old. And Mama used to say, all right, there you go, Fly Jams Friday, breaking the record for first-time songs on Fly Jam Friday this morning. Kicking off your holiday weekend, everybody. And Roger, good to see you, man.
Thank you.
Have
you
a good
too,
weekend.
Sir. You too.
And we're going to take a break. We got the opening bell coming up after 5, and I'll be back on Tuesday. I'm taking Monday off for Memorial Day. Jen Bosworth will be sitting in this seat, so there you go. We'll take a break. The news is up next.